Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Scott Winthrop is here, too. Scott's a new friend. He's the founder of Winthrop Consulting Company. He was named to the Staffing 100 as one of the top 100 most influential staffing leaders. How about that, folks? And he is the author of a new book called High Velocity Hiring: How to Hire Top Talent in an Instant. He's here to help you and me get better at bringing people on board. Scott, welcome to the show.
Jim, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you here. So, what is on-demand hiring?
It's hiring in an instant. It's exactly what we get when we buy products and services these days. It's simply incorporating that approach into your business so you can fill jobs the moment they open.
But that sounds like the opposite of what I preach here, which is to be patient when you hire.
You know,
but it really isn't.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. I hear, you know, be patient, slow to hire.
See, that's our problem here. Well, the problem we got out here on Main Street, Scott, is we get an opening, somebody stumbles by unsuspectingly, we put a mirror in front of their face, and if they fog it, we hire them. We bring them in. I mean, no, listen, I make a lot of jokes around here. I like to laugh and have fun. My sarcasm can't be beat. But I'm not doing any of those things right now. I'm serious.
You know, sometimes that works out and sometimes it does not.
Most of the time it doesn't.
And that's the point of this is, it works out. You know, if we've got somebody who can fog up their mirror with their breath, and we know they're good at what they do, and we've lined them up ahead of time, then I can be down with bringing somebody on swiftly like that. And that's what this system is all about.
That's the key, isn't it? It's what you've done in advance of that on-demand thing, isn't it?
Exactly. Just like, you know, Amazon stocks the shelves, we have to do it with talent as well.
So you're not saying hire in an instant somebody you've never heard about or haven't planned to hire or haven't made a plan to bring someone on board. You're saying you can hire in an instant if you've already done your homework.
That's exactly right. This is just about moving the timeline. Instead of waiting for a job to open up to begin hiring, the old way of hiring, mm-hmm. The new way of hiring is you cultivate talent and you wait for the right job to show up.
The reason we have so much trouble out here on Main Street is the average small business has less than 10 employees. So it's kind of hard to bank, you know, to have a bench, so to speak. It's more difficult for us to have a bench than it is for somebody with 50 employees. And so that's one of the reasons why it's difficult for us. What do you think?
I agree with you. You know, you said the magic word, and that is bench. A bench is expensive because you're paying people to sit there or sit there and do other work. I don't believe in benches for small businesses. I believe in prospects. I believe in having cultivated people who are open to something when I need it. And look, if it's one key role that causes me a lot of pain, if it's sitting open, I just need one or two, maybe three people who I've cultivated, I'm staying in touch with. Mm-hmm. So when that job opens, one of them is ready to go.
Let's talk.
I'm not paying them because they're a prospect.
Right. No, I hear you. And when I drive around town, when I'm around, when I'm moving around and meeting people, you know, I'm cataloging people I think might be good for my next acquisition. So you've got a half a dozen steps, best practices that you want to share with us today, right?
I do. You know, the first one is really important. It could be the most important, and it comes down to how we interview. You've experienced this, Jim. You know, conventional interviews, they don't work. The candidates are always on their best behavior. I say they tell, sell, and swell. They tell the best parts about their background, sell us on what they're good at, and try and swell our egos. I don't think it's that people are trying to be purposely deceptive most of the time. it's just natural to put your best face forward. I believe in an experiential interview where I can see somebody do sample work. Because seeing is believing. If I can see them do quality work, that offers proof, not promises, that they can get the job.
That's not exactly easy to do, though, is it?
It's actually easier than you think. I stumbled upon this when I was hiring salespeople. And instead of conducting regular sales interviews, I watched somebody sell. It changed everything for me. I saw that what he told me about his selling and what he actually did were two different things.
Well, how did you do that? How did you, if he didn't work for you, or she, whoever, if they didn't work for you, how did you find yourself into on the occasion to be able to see that?
Well, the very first time I did this, I was desperate to do something different because my results were not good. This is many years ago. I was getting hiring wrong half the time. So I noticed this guy sold telecom. I was in a big office building with lots of other tenants. I knew them all. So I just walked around and found three people who would be open to seeing him sell. So I just followed him on sales appointments. I told him about it ahead of time. So after that, I learned something. What I realized was I could simulate sales conversations. And anybody on your program today listening in can do this. You can do a mock sales conversation. You can be the customer. They can be the salesperson. You can watch them sell.
Well, what about a back office type job, like something was not as dynamic as selling, where they had to actually work with
I knew you were going to go there next. Everybody asks, so how do you translate this to other jobs? You got to think about what shows you that somebody can do the job. So think about when you've seen somebody do a job and do it well, what is it you're seeing, hearing, or experiencing them do? So back office, for example, let's say it's auditing, you know, financial reports, or it's handling customer service issues, or it's fulfillment of orders. You can set up a simulation based on that so you can watch them in action. So those three words are the key. See, hear, and experience somebody do sample work. Think about what you need to see that's the proof that they can do the work, and that's what you have somebody do.
All right. What about the next one?
So
touch on this one quickly.
Sure. Line up key people before you need them. We talked about this a little bit before. Instead of waiting to hire, cultivate people ahead of time. That means you're doing the experiential interviews I talked about before the job comes open. You line up a couple people. They're ready to go when the job opens up.
Yeah, I mean, I've walked up to people, and after I've witnessed them doing sort of experiential interview by watching them do their job where I met them, right? And I'd say, hey, would you come to work for me one day? And they, you know, we talk about it.
They're doing the work somewhere else.
I've done it many times. It's a great idea. Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly, Scott.
Sure. HighVelocityHiring.com.
HighVelocityHiring.com. That's the title of the book, too. Quick break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.